compassion for the God-man that Jesus is. We thank you for him. And we pray that we'd walk away knowing him better tonight. I lift Braun to you. I pray that your spirit would prompt his heart and mind as he communicates the word, and that we'd walk away a changed group of men and women. In Christ's name, amen.
Well, I am really excited about tonight. In my time with the Lord, preparing for this talk, I feel like the Lord really gave me a word for you guys. And I want you to know that I feel like there's a lot of us in this room, including myself, that are struggling with this idea of the life that Christ has for me, that it's a great life, that it's a life that's full of adventure, that's a life full of joy, it's a life full of excitement. And I think what's happened is we have been lulled to sleep. And I think that we have been lulled to sleep into believing that following Christ is not that great. That it's kind of a mundane thing that you do every week. You go to church and you kind of hang out and you do your Christian things. And man, I just want to punch a hole in that tonight. I really do. And I want to tell you what the scripture says. As I read in Ephesians 5, and we're not going to get there quite yet, but I started thinking about this idea of raising the bar. And we all have cell phones. There was a time when cell phones weren't around. And I lived during that time, believe it or not. And when I was in high school, we used to have a lot of fun prank calling. And that was before caller ID and cell phones and all that stuff, because people will figure you out and kill you for that. Now, but when I was younger, when I was in high school, me and my two buddies would, I only had two friends, we would get together, and one of our fun things, and we were cool, don't get me wrong, but we would get together and we would prank call some people. We just kind of look through the phone book and find funny names and call them, that kind of thing. And it's a great night. And it was back then. And I can remember there was a station in Oklahoma City called KJ103. Okay, and it was the hot radio station, okay? Still is today. And I remember we used to call people and tell them that we were having our Midnight Madness giveaway. And some of y'all may have heard this story before, but we would call them, and I would call them up, and my buddies and I, one of my friends right now is a news anchor, okay, so he's real good with voices, and then my other friend was just funny and could do all these different impersonations. You guys know I like to do that kind of stuff. And so we would call them, and we'd say, you know, hey, it's Mark Shannon, KJ103, how you doing tonight? That's how we'd call them. And they would go, great. You know, they'd always be like, man, what's Mark Shannon calling me at midnight bar? That was that kind of deal. And so we'd call them and we'd say, hey, tonight we're having our Midnight Madness giveaway. And if you can guess the number between 1 and 10, we're going to give away $103, okay? And they go, oh, that's great. That sounds awesome. You know, it'd be like 2 in the morning and somehow it was the Midnight Madness giveaway. And you could tell they were asleep, and then all of a sudden they'd go, I know you're a little tired right now, but we're getting ready to go on the air. And when we do, we want you to kind of liven up a little bit because, you know, you might win the big money tonight. And they're like, okay. And so we would... So one of us in the back would go, from the stations of hits, KJ103. Like that, okay, and we'd have that in the back. And we'd come back on and we'd go, hey, it's Mark Shannon, how you doing? Who am I talking with? One night, it was a girl named Cinnamon. Okay, that was really her name. And if I would tell you her last name, but now that we do this stuff like on the podcast and all that stuff, I go, she'll find out and come hunt me down and kill me. Anyway, I'll tell you. Her name was Cinnamon Butterfield. Okay, that's really true. She went to my high school. And we called Cinnamon and we said... So we said, Mark Shannon, she goes, oh, who is this? This is Cinnamon Butterfield. We're like, well, Cinnamon, can you guess the number tonight between 1 and 10? If you can, you're going to walk away with $103. How's that sound? We do just like that. And she goes, that sounds great. Like that, you know, she's real excited now. Before I was like, oh, what's this? And so she's real excited now. And so anyway, she goes, 7? We go, did you say 7? And she goes, we always do that. And she goes, yeah. And then we go, that's the winning number. You won $103. We had some, you know, in the background, all that stuff. And so we gave her, and we'd always ask, you know, they always ask, so who's the best station in Oklahoma City? And she goes, definitely 103. Okay, so that's, we had so much fun with that. Well, that Monday, she was going around school telling people she'd won $103 and it was going to be in the mail. And it wasn't as much fun then. Or maybe even more fun. But anyway... So we would have fun with these prank calls. And anyway, what I started thinking about tonight was, you guys have seen the cell phone world. It's changed everything. Everybody's got cell phones. And I love this commercial now where the drop calls and the guy's in the middle of it. And I think he's asked this girl, he goes, hey, I want to go out, you know, or did you, I forgot what it was. It's kind of an awkward situation. And he was like, did you kind of sense anything? Was that what it was? Yeah, was there a connection? And she was like, oh, yeah. And you know, it cuts off and he's like a brother and sister kind of thing. Really funny. Well, so this whole thing with raising the bar, the idea is this. My hope is that we will be a group of young people and that we'll influence others like this. That we'll be people who really are excited about your walk with Christ, who really are pursuing Him, who really want to know Him, who really want to be in tune with the Spirit. And you know what? That takes work. Let me just tell you. And my heart for tonight, for sharing this, is that I want fewer dropped calls for you. And what I mean by that is this. That when the Lord calls you to something, if you're walking in the Spirit, you will be more in tune with what He might have you do. The other day, I was coming out of the office, and it was actually on a Saturday, and I had the boys up here. We come up here every weekend, pretty much now, it seems like, and we play on the mats downstairs, and we build obstacle courses and forts, and I pound them with dodgeballs to get out my frustration, so it's illegal. And not in the face. Sometimes. And so anyway, we build these, all this stuff. And so we're leaving and we're coming out and we're going around on the service road and there's a guy broken down over there on the side. And I drove right by him and I looked in my rear view and I felt really like, it wasn't audible like, Braun, Station of Hits. No, it wasn't that deal. But it was, Braun, I just felt in my heart that I need to turn around and help him. And I turned around and it ended up being a neat time and we got to help him and get him home. And he had his wife and his little girl there, Kiara. And we hung out with them for a little bit, and I got to share with them about our church and invite them to church and all this stuff. It's really a cool time. But I want to tell you, if I'm not in tune, which is a lot of times, if I'm not really pursuing Christ, I don't listen, and I'm moving on, and I'm getting home because I got everything else going on. And it's not really about stopping on the side of the road. That may not be what the Lord's leading you to do. But whatever it is, are you listening? When He calls you to something, are you in tune enough where you're going, man, Lord, I hear you. I want to go love on that person that's hard to love. And I'm going to tell you, if we would all get in tune with what Christ wants for us, if we would wake up, if we would connect, if we would, it'd be like what I feel like a lot of us have is we have a cell phone that we never turn the power on. And we go, I don't know why I'm not getting any calls. No one's calling. I mean, I had my phone with me all day. Wasn't you ever done that? I have had my phone off and you're going, huh? Man, I'm not getting any calls from me, no. But anyway, it is a deal where if you need to turn the power on is to know Christ and to walk with Him. Here, I'm going to show you some scripture tonight that really, as I read it this week, I got so excited about my walk with Christ. I just did. I went, Lord, this is what You want for me. This is what You want my life to be like. And I want to tell you, if you're right now looking at your walk with Christ, those of you who know Him and those of you who don't, I hope you'll look in and go, man, I want that. Because if you don't have this, you are missing out. And you know what? So am I. And there are days that I act like I don't have a covenant with Christ, that I don't have, that I'm not forgiven and I don't have a relationship with Him. But the reality is He has saved me and He will never leave me or forsake me. That is great, great news. Look at Ephesians 5 here. 8 through 20. So for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. Next slide. Are we stuck? Okay, let me read that from the Bible. We'll go old school here. I like that. All right, so verse 12 says, 13, but everything exposed by light becomes visible, for it is a light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, listen to this, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Okay, are we here now? Okay. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Gang, if you read that and you don't see something that's worth living, if you don't see something there that's different, I'm going to tell you real quickly what all those verses said Okay, and I want you to write down some of these if you have a journal to write in or anything tonight, because these are going to really encourage you this week in your walk with Christ. Okay, here's some of the things I thought that I recognized there. In that scripture, it said that we'd have a life of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Okay, man, I want that life. I want to be a guy who's sharing truth. I want to be a guy who's full of goodness. I want to be a guy who's full of righteousness. And the only way I'm righteous is when I'm in tune with the Spirit. The only way I don't drop calls, the only way I raise the bar into this life that God wants for me is that if I'm in tune to the Spirit. Look at the next thing, that I'm looking to please the Lord. I love what the verse says. It says, find out what pleases the Lord. It doesn't just say, sit around and hope that he kind of lays it on you with an audible voice. I mean, God could do that. But I'm going to tell you, most of my experience has been that when I'm in the Word, he puts something on my heart and he goes, this is what I want for you. Find out. It's an action. Find out what pleases the Lord. That's the kind of people who have raised the bar and have the light on. The third one, your life will expose the fruitless deeds. That's a great thing. Gang, sometimes that bothers us. If we're honest, those of us who really love Christ, we get real intimidated when our life starts to shine in on other people's lives and they get to feeling like, man, who are you? And even if it's just our actions, and I'm going to tell you, do not shy away from that. Don't be passive when it comes to following Christ. People are crying out for somebody to live a life out in front of them that is full of truth. Don't shy away from it. I want to tell you what I'm learning more and more every day, that God's plan works. And when you don't follow his word, it is crud. It just is. And every time I find somebody, when I'm in counseling or when I'm hanging with somebody, you guys know when I look at my life and I go, man, when I followed God's word and his plan, it was great. Now, it didn't mean there weren't hard times, but it meant in the middle of hard times, he met me right in the middle of them and gave me rest and peace in the middle of what is really hard. Clumsy guy, sorry. So let me tell you, man, don't shy away from living out. And the fruitless deeds, exposing someone, that's a loving thing. That's not a bad thing. It's like if someone has an issue and you know it and you are unwilling to tell them. Everybody in the room knows that they have this deal that everybody's going, oh, you don't want to be around them. And you don't love them enough to expose that. You should. Okay? So that's another piece. The fourth thing, you will make the most of every opportunity. Remember we talked about fewer drop calls? See, when we're in tune, we're living as wise and not as unwise. When we are in tune to the Savior, when we're waking up and we're raising the bar in our lives, we are going to make the most of every opportunity. Is that the way you see every day? Do you see every day as an opportunity to represent Christ? I don't. I just confess that to you. I want to. And I am praying that God would start to help me see that every day. Tomorrow, you're going to meet with some people. You're going to be around some people who don't know Christ. Whether it's the place you eat, whether it's hanging out, maybe the way you act as you're driving on the road, maybe you're going to have a chance to interact. And will you make the most of every opportunity? Man, I hope you will. Because see, I don't think it's by chance that I met that guy on the road the other day. And I got to tell him, I said, hey, here's why I came and picked you up and why I helped you is because I felt like the Lord Jesus laid that on my heart to do that. I hope he heard that I love Christ and that I want him to come and be part of this. I invited him to our church where it wasn't about Watermark, it was about a place where Jesus Christ was being revealed. And I want him to hear. Fifth thing, you won't be controlled by the world stuff, but walking in the Spirit. You know what that says? Don't get drunk with wine. We could put a bunch of things in there. That's a really important one, though. And here's what that means. Be filled with the Spirit means to be, as you translate the Greek there, it means to be controlled by the Spirit. Okay? Controlled by it. And you know what? The only way I'm controlled by the Spirit is if I'm in tune, if I'm praying, if I have a relationship with Christ, if there's communion with him, and I'm not settling for less. How you doing there? Think about today. Are you controlled by the Spirit? Have your responses been controlled by the Spirit? Were you patient? Were you kind? Were you gentle? Did you have a joy about you today? And you go, oh, no, I didn't. Why not? Because I'm not in tune. Because I'm not really pursuing Christ. I didn't find out what pleases God today. I wasn't in his word. I wasn't seeking him. We're missing it. And I don't want you to. Sixth thing, a contagious joy. Okay? Contagious joy is one that people go, man, I want to have what you have. When I'm around you, I catch it, so to speak. And you guys know people like that. Think about someone right now who has a contagious joy. You're going to find that those people have a relationship with Christ. Some people just have a way God's wired them. They're just a joyful person. But it won't last unless the Spirit of the Lord's changed them. The last thing is that we're just thankful. Okay, when I thought about this idea of just being thankful, guys, when's the last time that you sat and you said, Lord, I'm just going to thank you for everything you've done? It is such a great discipline. If I could give you a really great gift right now, I'd tell you, when you start getting self-consumed, I recently was in my car, and there's these poles out in the parking lot. I don't know if I've told you all about this, but I was backing up, and I got in a fight with one of the poles, and it won. 15 hundy worth of damage on my car, okay? So I pulled out, and it ripped my rearview mirror off on the side, and my door wouldn't open right and all that. And I remember right after I pulled out, I was like, okay, I just ran into a pole, okay? I'd like to maybe mess up on the real road or something. But it just messed up my car. And I sat there, and for a minute there, I was just going, God, unbelievable, you know, that stuff. And I just out loud, I said, Lord, I'm going to pray right now. I just want to thank you. And I started listing all the things the Lord has done in my life. That car means nothing, ultimately. It doesn't. And so there was a joy about me that I could take a beating with the pole and be able to go, Lord, this, you're good, even when it doesn't seem great. And you know what? That's not always true for me, but that has been such a good discipline. If I could give you a gift, man, begin to, right now, tonight, you may be really down. And you ought to just go home and list out. You ought to journal out or pray. Lord, just help me to see what I need to be thankful for. Okay, if you look at that, I want that life. I do. And you know what? The only way I get it is if I am in good communication with the Lord, if I have a relationship that's thriving, and if I am pursuing Him. So here's the question. How do we raise the bar? Okay? The first thing I would tell you is you need to deal with the issue of a bad connection in your own life. Deal with that issue. Recognize where there's interference in your life right now. Recognize the things that distract you. Recognize, and you know what? If you don't keep those kind of before the Lord, if you just kind of go, man, I'm just going to deal with those once a week or when I go to Shoreline or when Todd speaks or whatever, you're going to find out that this interference is kind of, these distractions have built up and they've gotten worse. And you're never going to get a good set of bars, okay? You're going to be always out. You guys have been down the road where you're driving and your cell phone goes out and it starts to go out and you go, you don't just sit there and go, man, I'm just going to sit here, okay, and not do anything. You figure out, hey, I need to either say, hey, I'll call you back. You do something about it. You hang up and regroup, okay? You might say, hey, I'm going to call you back when I get through this bad area, right? And so it might be an action for you that you ought to figure out what's distracting you right now in your walk with Christ. What's consuming you? What is causing interference? And you ought to just go, Lord, I don't want that anymore. I want to confess that to you. Well, here's the thing. How do we know if there's a bad connection? You might be asking, hey, Brian, how do I know if there's interference? How do I know? Well, you ought to ask yourself, is my life like what Ephesians just said, 5, 8 through 20? And all you're going, not all the time. I get that. That's not what I'm saying tonight. But are you seeing any of that? Man, when you go, yeah, there's a lot of days, but my life is marked by goodness, righteousness, and truth. There are a lot of days that my life is singing out to others. It's contagious. A lot of days that the Lord is filling me with such joy, even when I come against really hard times, and it's just, and if it's not, then you ought to go, man, my connection's not real great. And Lord, you ought to pray to the Lord tonight. Lord, what do I need to do to connect with you more? How do I know you more? Jesus said this, my sheep hear my voice, they know me, and then they follow me. What I think happens with you guys and with me sometimes is we want to hear the voice from somebody else. We kind of want somebody else to live and follow Christ, and we want to kind of hear them and go, oh, that sounds like a really cool walk, your walk with Christ. You kind of encourage me once a week, but I don't really know you, Lord. And tonight you ought to ask the Lord to reveal himself to you more and pursue him. Okay, so how should we respond to a bad connection? If you go, you know what, Brian, I'm struggling. I'm not really walking with Christ. How do we respond to that? And the first thing I would tell you is to confess. Okay, whatever it is that there might be that you need to go, man, this is driving a wedge between me and the Lord. We sat with a guy this week, a high school guy that talked to us about what was keeping him from pursuing Christ. And it was sin in his life. It was no one to inspire him. He hadn't seen anybody really pursuing Christ. And he goes, man, I want to live like that. That should really strike all of us and go, man. It's the guy that's in one of y'all's high schools. Okay, he says, I've never seen it. Okay, and then the third thing is just distraction or interference. And so those are three great things for you to ask. Confess those things to the Lord. If the Lord would ask you, man, confess that, man, Lord, if I'm honest, there's things in the kingly place that only you should be in, and I am running after them, and I confess that to you. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that you would change. Here's the second C, change your pursuit. I want to tell you, a walk with Christ is a pursuit. It really is. That's why I love that verse in Ephesians. Find out what pleases God. It's not just going to fall in your lap. And you have to have discipline. And I told this guy that shared us with that stuff with us this week, I said, hey, buddy, you are going to reap what you sow. Okay? If you don't pursue Christ, that is going to cost you. And that was the most loving thing I could have said to him. And I said, because if you keep trying to live life in this kind of, well, I'll get around to it, you are going to cause pain to yourself and others immensely. So change your pursuit. Don't be surprised right now that you don't have a whole lot of joy, that you're easily angered. Don't be surprised by all that stuff if you're not pursuing Christ. Because here's the deal. Left to ourselves, there's nothing good. That's what the scripture tells us. That only the Spirit can change us from darkness to light. Only the Spirit can wake us up from being really asleep to life. And I want that. I want that for you guys. Third thing, and lastly, is that you would live, third C is that you live in community. You guys hear us talking about that here a lot at Watermark. You know why we talk about it so much? Because there are so few people doing it. You know, we know what the scripture says about how when we choose poor friends, that bad company corrupts good morals. We know scripture talks about that. We know that he that hangs with a fool, Proverbs 13:20, suffers harm. Okay, if you want to hang around foolish people, April Fool's Day, if you want to hang around them, you will suffer harm. You'll begin to act like them. If that's where you spend the majority of your time, then hear this. That doesn't mean you don't try to share life with those people. You don't be intentional about sharing Christ and building relationships with them. But it doesn't mean that you spend that you're their companion all the time. You're always hanging with them because pretty soon you'll be pulled down. There's a balance there, okay? So that deal there at the end, community, is so important. James 5:16, confess your sin to each other that you might be healed. We need community because there's a way that seems right to man, Proverbs says, but it ends in death. John 3 talks about how men love darkness. We're afraid that our deeds will be exposed. And we want to live in that darkness, and we need to open it up. And guys, if you want to raise the bar, if you want to be in tune, if you want to be someone who's not dropping the calls of the Lord all the time, if you want to be someone who recognizes interference when it comes and goes, man, I need to call again. I need to re-up in my walk with Christ. Tonight's a night. It really is. And you know what I love in that last part of Ephesians that really struck me is that it says this. So speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, I'm not telling you to be going, oh, creatures of our God and King, around the school tomorrow necessarily. But what I am telling you is that it says, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Man, I just wonder what the song comes from your life. You know, we all got our cell phones with the songs that come on them. You know, when they come on and we all, you know, and we get our call. I don't do that because it might be embarrassing. But whatever you're reading, you know, what's the song that plays when people listen to your life? I mean, I don't know what it is. Is it hopeless? Is it a song that would say, hey, can I tell you someone? Can I tell you something? I've found the King, and I know him, and I'm going to go live with him one day for eternity. That would be a great song. It's a song that everybody wants to hear. And so my question for you is, and here's my challenge. Let your life sing. Raise the bar so that others can hear your life singing out. When the call comes through from God, you'll be attentive to it. When the interference comes, you'll recognize it. And I want to say, don't settle for less than what God has for you, because I want to tell you, when I read Ephesians 5, there I go, God, he wants us to have it really good. And I want to tell you, last thing I'm going to say behind that, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. The worst thing I could tell you as a believer is to tell you that the Christian life means no pain and no struggle. The word says this real clearly. In this world, you will have trouble. Okay, but fear not, for I've overcome the world. The worst thing that could happen to us here is what? Death. And you know what? Those of us who know Christ, death has no more sting. And we'll go to be with him. So here's what I want to tell you, man. Live like you believe. Live like you have an opportunity tomorrow. Live like the Lord wants to use you to expose darkness. Live like he wants you to have opportunity after opportunity. Let me pray. Lord, we are thankful for your word. It is so encouraging to see what you want for us. You want us to wake up. You want our lives to sing. You want our lives to be different. And Lord, your plan is all there for us. If we will pursue you, you will be found by us. You tell us that over and over in your word. And Lord, I think it's really an issue. I want you to convict us tonight. I want every person, Lord, I pray your spirit would convict them if they're not pursuing you like they should. And they would re-up. They would call again. They'd say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to walk with you. I want to walk in light. And I want my life to be inspiring to others. I want my life to be life-giving. Thanks, God, for your goodness and that your plan works and that a relationship with you is like nothing else this world could offer. Would you help us raise the bar so when you do call, we're obedient and faithful? In Jesus' name, amen.